USA Radio News with Wendy King.
I'm here and you are here because it's time for us to take a stand with Bernie.
Former Democratic candidate and spiritual leader Marianne Williamson joining Bernie Sanders at a campaign rally in Austin, Texas.
Bernie Sanders has been taking a stand for a very long time. He has been consistent. He has been convicted. He has been committed. And now it's time. I'm here and you are here because it's time for us to take a stand with Bernie.
Sanders won big in the Nevada caucuses. He got support from every demographic group. Texas has 228 delegates at stake on Super Tuesday. Only California has more, 416. The next primary is the Saturday in South Carolina with 54 delegates at stake. The next debate is this Tuesday night. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC, paid for and responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
Gas prices around the country have leveled off lately. Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg.
The average price nationally of regular grade gasoline is $2.53, and other than 0.2 cents, that's exactly the same price we had 2 weeks ago.
The judge in the Harvey Weinstein sexual assault trial ordered jurors to resume deliberations after they told him they were deadlocked on two of the charges. New York Supreme Court Judge James Burke said the jurors should continue deliberations on a verdict on Monday. If they're unable to come up with a unanimous decision, they can return a verdict on the three counts they agreed upon: first-degree rape, third-degree rape, and criminal sex act. Burke dismissed the jurors for the weekend after 4 days of deliberations. Weinstein's defense team said they're willing to accept a partial verdict, while prosecutors said they want a decision on all five counts. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
There's a new WBC heavyweight champion, as we hear from USA's Chris Barnes.
Tyson Fury, known as the Gypsy King, defeating Deontay Wilder by TKO in the seventh round after the referee stops that Saturday night fight in Las Vegas. Fury improves to 30-0-1 with 21 knockouts. For the bronze bomber, Wilder, the Tuscaloosa, Alabama, suffers his first career loss, falling to 42-1-1. He said after the fight he made no excuses.
Like I said, we'll come back even stronger the next time around. You know, this is what big-time boxing is all about. The best must fight the best. I just appreciate all the fans that came out tonight.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
At the box office this weekend,
I'm Sonic, a little ball of super energy in an extremely handsome package. On my planet, people were always after my powers. So I came to yours. It gets a little lonely, but that's okay.
Sonic the Hedgehog is still number one, bringing in $26 million. Call of the Wild is at number two its first week with $24 million. Birds of Prey and the Fantabulous Emancipation of One Harley Quinn is still on the charts at number 3 with 7 million. Brahms, The Boy 2, is at number 4 with 5.9 million. And Bad Boys for Life, coming in at number 5, also with 5.9 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.